He's the unofficial historian of the Denver Broncos, but the official storyteller of this franchise. And if there's a play or moment that happened anytime on the field during the last 36 years, Jim Saccomano was there. He was there in 1983 when a young John Elway picked football over baseball. He was there in 1984 when a Canadian businessman named Pat Bowlen bought the Broncos and set the club on a championship course. He was there in 1995 when a six-round pick said, "Put me in, coach," and introduced himself to the NFL. He was there when the Broncos lifted the Lombardi Trophy in 97, then again in 98. And ever since, he has stood fast as a guardian of the franchise, welcoming anyone else who came to Denver looking for stories about this team. We're here tonight to celebrate a career that spans across five decades. Five different decades. Think about that. He watched nearly 900 Broncos games firsthand, watched and worked 27 Super Bowls, and his 36-year claim as a sports administrator is second to none. It is the longest in Colorado history. He won the first Pete Rozelle Award back in 1990, given every year to the best PR staff in the NFL, and has worked with eight different head coaches. His legacy is now permanently linked to the Broncos. This past season, the press box was commemorated in his name. A Colorado native, father of two, and grandfather of two more, Jim Saccomano spent 2 years in the Army, then eventually earned his master's degree in journalism from the University of Colorado. Saccomano will forever be the authoritative voice of the Denver Broncos, and the team thanks and congratulates him for an incredible career.